And what do you have going on this weekend? Looking for some best bets? I talked with Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer, and we started with some live music.
The first one I check out is the Pat McGee Band at the Birchmere, either Friday or Saturday night. And if you've never heard of these guys, you should know that they've been a local staple in the roots rock scene for a while. They have a pretty big following. And then over at the Barns at Wolf Trap on Saturday night, it's Ari Hest. He's one of those best-kept secrets among his fans. He's known affectionately as an urban folk rocker, which means he plays a mean acoustic guitar and sings pretty smart lyrics. He's really terrific. I've seen him a couple times. He's good. And finally, on Sunday night, after the Skins beat the Seahawks, of course, I'd head over to the Hamilton, which has a great stage and solid acoustics, to see something that local artist Justin Trawick puts together called the Nine Songwriter Series. And this is cool. It's nine local acts who each perform a couple of songs. It's sort of like a sampler from your iPod, only it's live on stage. And this week you'll hear a great mix of musical genres and everyone from Kate Moran to Gordon Daniels. And it's only $12 to get in the door.
From music, you're taking us to the spoken word, live and again on stage.
This is fun. It's another round of Speakeasy DC at the 9:30 Club on Sunday night. You can hang out and listen to the average person on stage telling their deep, dark secrets and true tales about everything from crummy jobs they've had to relationships that have gone south to virtually anything humiliating that happened to them in high school. So these are incredibly fun, and they're a little off-center, but usually something that we can all identify with. And the audiences are always gracious, too. It's not like a stand-up routine where you have hecklers. Again, it's Speakeasy at the 9:30 Club on Sunday night.
That's about as human as you can get, just people telling their stories. Finally, for a visual treat, it's your last chance to see an artistic tribute to the Marine Corps.
Yes, it's called Fly Marines, the Centennial of the Marine Corps Aviation. It's from 1912 to 2012, and it's at the Air and Space Museum. It's a terrific show with scores of paintings and photographs, and it showcases the Corps' legacy of air support for U.S. troops over the decade. And again, it's your last chance to see it at Air and Space, where it was on loan from the National Museum of the Marine Corps, which, of course, is just down 95 in Triangle, Virginia. And, of course, it's the Air and Space, so it's free.
Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer. He was with us on Skype. Read more about all the events he mentioned at WTOP.com. Search Washington Flyer.